Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 589th podcast from Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, The Rough Rider. Today's title is simple, succinct, and to the point. Trump, America's pinata. Okay? Trump, America's pinata. Here goes. You know, we don't even have this scripted. It's completely unscripted. Just get yourself a baseball bat and get one of those little, you know, made out of straw or whatever it is, you know, those little things you hang from the ceiling at Mariachi Day or, you know, Cinco de Mayo Day or kid's birthday, you know, and hang it from the ceiling and just take a baseball bat or some kind of a rod, a club, something, and just put Trump's name on it. But with a small T and a hyphen, 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 and an all caps R, hyphen U, hyphen M, hyphen P, because it's T-Rump. He's got the biggest ass I've ever seen. He's a fat ass. You should have seen him in one of those photographs of him playing tennis 20, 25 years ago. Big lardo ass, T-Rump. So it's Trump, America's pinata. I mean, he is just, he's not even the poster boy. He's the pinata boy. He's going to get pinata'd up by He's going to get pinata'd by Jack Smith. It's going to be way more than 38 counts, you know, indictments, whatever you want to call them. Jack Smith, today's Sunday, June the 18th, 2023. Happy Father's Day! Or in Trump, T. Rump's case, Happy Unfather Day, mudda effer. What a pecker. Pecker brain, you are a pinata. A pecker brain pinata, so, or a pinata boy who's got a pecker for a brain. That's pretty much it. Trump's got a pecker for a brain. That's where his brains are, in his 2-inch pecker. And Stormy Daniels pulled it 8, 9, 10 years ago, and it lasted, what, 18 and a half seconds? Woo! Stormy Daniels, hush money. You know, tush money. No, you didn't even, your big old tush. Pinata Trump, pinata Donnie, you know, your big fat tush. You should call it tush money, not hush money, tush money. You are a effing pinata. You're America's pinata. You are such a effing disgrace. You make Benedict Arnold and Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, you know, 1951, they were hung for stealing U.S. secrets and giving them to the Soviet Union in 1951. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Trump, you did far worse than that. I mean, you gave it, you just, not just one set of blueprints, but many, 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 many top secret and secret documents. You are a fucking pinata. And you should be beaten pillar to post for the rest of your lives. And by the way, at this count, you have over 500 years of prison time staring you in the face. Oh, no, I guarantee it. Jack Smith will not only take you to prison, he will take you to a maximum security prison. Maybe even the supermax at Florence, Colorado. Maybe 80 miles, 90 miles southwest of Denver, right off I-25. Yay! Florence, Colorado, you know, with... what is it, the Mexican drug lord? What is it? Well, you got Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, and then you got El Chapo, you know, the Mexican drug lord. Those are two of the aforementioned lovely characters that are ensconced in the Supermax at Florence, Colorado. You would be number three. Oh, I think even Ted Bundy's there. I don't know. And until he died, I think maybe Ted Kaczynski was there. And maybe Jeffrey Dahmer is there. You know, a lovely cast of characters because you fit right in, you effing pinata boy. Pool boy, you're not a fan boy. You're a pinata boy. Pinata boy. You need to be beaten until that whole thing rips apart. And there's nothing inside. It's just a bunch of turds that will come out. A bunch of effing, not candy, not toys, but turds. Trump turds. There you go. So... sayonara, babies, all the Republicans out there, choke on it. Just stuff it. Choke on it. because you're worthless, effing worthless. So this is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. We slide across home plate. We beat the throw. We win by one run again, and Trump turds, you lose for about the 9 billionth time. You're nothing but turds. Go effing away. He's going Trump. T-Rump, your pinata boy is definitely going away for good. Thank you. Sayonara.